Yes, there's car theft in this story. 9970JX, what wild thing did you do as a kid? So I guess we'll start with me since I'm an open book, right? Okay, yes, you already mentioned the whole fact that I went number two in an alley riding bikes because I literally couldn't make it a block and a half to my house to use a proper restroom.
And you were how old?
Probably like 8 or 9, maybe 10. This actually came up at a recent a reunion, and we were all talking and laughing about it.
That's fun.
But the car theft, I guess technically you could say it was car theft. I was watching a neighbor's house when I was in high school, and they had a Honda Civic that was a 5-speed, and I had just learned how to drive a 5-speed transmission, and so I was excited. And so I saw it, and I was like, you know what? It wouldn't hurt to just take it for a little spin, right?
Uh-huh.
And so kind of Ferris Bueller's day offed it, took it out for a little spin, drove it around the block a few times, drove it, you know, and came back. And I parked it, and I hung the keys back up on the little key thing that were next to the back door. Fed the cats, left. Right?
Uh-huh.
So, great. So I guess you could technically say that was car theft. But another one I remember, I remember punching my friend in the mouth maybe when I might have been in kindergarten. I mean, like six years old. Ran away from his house because then I feared the repercussion of
that.
Well,
yeah, because you punched your friend.
Yep.
And in the mouth?
Yep. And tried to just run back home. And obviously, when the friend went to tell his mom comes out, I'm gone. They start to look for me.
You
they
didn't
have,
even try to
nope,
explain yourself.
I was dust. Okay. I was like, see ya. Deuces. And so left. And police were called. People were looking for me. I got lost because I didn't know exactly where I was going. I thought I did. Didn't know exactly where I was going.
Okay.
So there's that.
Wow. So were you friends with that kid after that?
Yeah. I mean, we made up because literally his mom found me because my friend was in the car. And so I just popped in and we shared bubble gum and we were fine.
Did you ever apologize? Sorry for punching you in your mouth?
No, I don't. I think that kind of glossed over because they thought they were looking for a missing kid.
Oh, okay.
Forgot about that.
You know
that.
What? We've just taught kids to run away from your problems and
run
then they'll be so worried about you. Yeah. They'll forget about being mad at you. That's great. What a great lesson.
Maybe this isn't the best lesson to teach kids or maybe the best segment to talk about. What wild thing did you do as a kid? Jamie texts in and says, my wife stole $100 worth of keychains from Walmart when she was like 9.
Oh.
She technically isn't allowed in there according to her. So she tells me that every time we go in.
Technically, I'm still banned. Let's just not tell anybody. They probably don't recognize me.
I know, right?
Because I was a kid.
The wanted poster is faded. Steven said, got mad at a friend, threw a brick through the window of his house when I was like 8 or 9.
Oh, wow. Oh, that caused some damage.
Well, it broke a window. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's not like cheap to fix. Was he welcome back in the house?
I don't know.
Are they still friends?
I don't know. I got another text. I used to spend most nights skating around town at night when I was in high school. Sometimes I slept in parks just because I didn't feel like going home.
Wow.
Then would go home and shower in the morning.
And did they know?
Wild things you did as a kid.
Wow. Okay, these are some pretty good ones. I'm kind of blown away at some of these. Oh, Jack says, we used to make homemade fireworks and blow up random things. Never hurt any animals or people. Just random stuff that we would find and stick in a garbage can.
That totally sounds like something I would have done too.
Oh Gosh.
Oh, shoot.
Again, guess we're really, they were really lucky. They didn't, like, really seriously hurt themselves.
Chris texted in and said, I was permanently banned from Aladdin's Castle because I figured out nickels work just like their 25-cent tokens. Hey, that's just beating the system.
Exactly.
That's beating the system, right? Wild thing you did as a kid.
Oh,
couple more. Amy said, I used to eat ants. Didn't really even like the taste. I just kept doing it for years.
Why in the world? Like, what puts that idea in your head?
I used to eat ants. I will say,
that looks tasty. I'm going to try.
I have eaten ants before, but it was a survival thing when I was in the Scouts. So,
oh, when you were in the Scouts, you had to survive by eating ants? Yeah. What kind of a Scout trip were you on?
Yeah, we were in the middle of New Mexico. That was the type of thing we were on.
Did they not pack you enough food?
They were just saying, if you need something, they taste like lemon. And they do.
What? Ants taste like lemon? That's what I don't understand. I think as if I were your, did your mom get mad?
No, I mean.
Did you tell her? Hey mom, I really liked my Scout trip. We ate ants.
Yeah, I think I told her.
I would have been like, you did what?
I think I did.
It's the last time you're going on a Scout trip, mister.
Penny said, I used to steal things from my sister when she was mean to me and then hide them by sewing them into her stuffed animals.
Wow.
She literally found out a few months ago and was really freaked out, LOL.
Just a few months ago?
Like, hey, remember when we were kids?
Oh,
you
my God.
You
that
lost
stuff
your
is
necklace
still in a
forever?
Stuffed animal
yeah,
somewhere.
Right, right.
What if the stuffed animals were donated?
Yes, I know. You could
as
be.
As you sometimes do when you don't need them anymore when you grow up.
Oh, okay. Maybe here, let's take
savage.
A break. We do have a couple more people have been texting in, so maybe we have enough for one more segment of this, but. Wow. What wild thing did you do as a kid?
This is therapeutic. We're just getting it out. I mean, maybe you've just been feeling guilty the whole
DJX.
Time.
DJX. By the way, I think I've got another story I remember from, not me, a peer of mine in school. All right? I'll throw him under the bus next. All right? I mean, his name's Jason. He doesn't listen. He's fine.
It's fine.
No one knows him. He's fine.
He's probably fine by now.
Yeah, by now he's fine. All right, that's on the way. Hang on. All we needed was a little spark here on 99.7 DJX. What wild thing did you do as a kid?
Turns out a lot.
So I had another peer in high school named Jason. He'd steal his parents' car all the time. And this was a lot of times, I want to say this started when he was maybe 14. So he'd take us drives.
Like, oh, my gosh.
He'd take us around.
Oh, my gosh.
Like the little suburb that I grew up in. And we just, you know, hey, do you want to go to the 7-Eleven? All right. Pull up.
Get in the car.
Get in the car.
We're going.
It's like,
get the car, loser. Let's go.
No, he's 14. He's got his dad's car.
Gosh.
Oh, shoot. All right. Again, this, we don't condone this stuff. This
no,
is just
my
stuff
kid
that,
better never. My kid better. This is a whole bunch of my kid better never.
Hang on a second. Jake is how old? 14?
He's
15?
14. He's 15. He's
15. 15. He's 15. He's at that age.
He is not. That is not going to happen. Jake, if you're listening.
He's at that age.
You better
Jake,
never.
Look. I did it.
No.
My friends did it.
No,
other
you don't
people
get to talk
did
about
it.
Kids. No.
Hey, don't listen to your mom. Jake, it's fine. You know what? God. Kids will be kids, right?
Kids are not going to be kids.
Kids will
when
be
they're
kids.
Stealing cars.
Oh my gosh, we got a message from Erica. When I was really little, I wanted to go with my mom to her friend's house. She said no, so I snuck out and clung to her bumper for the trip. Even better was she left without me because she didn't know.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my
gosh.
I hung on to the bumper.
Was she on a skateboard or something? Like, how fast was she? I don't.
Or you just hold on and hope you don't fall off.
My gosh.
Oh shoot.
Oh my gosh. I mean, oh, Jamie said, and this is pretty mild compared to what we've been hearing. But she said, when I was younger, I used to run up and down the street screaming, "Looks like rain." on a bright, sunny day.
Prankster there.
Yep.
Tony rolls in and says, stole dad's car, drove to Florida, pick up a friend, bring him home. Took a couple days. I was in trouble when I got home.
Oh, my gosh. He was 17. So at least he was of legal driving age. But still, when you don't tell dad,
right.
I'm going to Florida. Wow.
Got
enough? Oh, wow.
You got that?
Yeah. Oh.
My girlfriend, sorry, not my girlfriend, got a text. My girlfriend borrowed her stepdad's car to go see her boyfriend at the age of 15. She actually got pulled over by the cops. Didn't have any driver's license, so they let her go back home.
They let her drive back home?
Drive back home.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you got this far. Yeah, just turn around and go back. That's fine. That's fine.
That's fine. Estrella said, I used to sneak out with my boyfriend through a backdoor fire escape hallway in my apartment. And for the longest time, my youngest brother thought he lived back there because he would see him back there every, even told my dad, I just said he was crazy. Oh my God.
Her brother thought her boyfriend lived back there.
That's I guess. Funny. Yep. We just That's hide funny. Him in the closet.
All right. Oh well, hey, thank you for the stories. Those are good. Those are good. You know what? Wow. Kids will be kids. Remember that,
That's
Jacob and Ava.
Much. No, kids are not going to be kids. Kids are not going to be kids.
Kids will be kids.
No. Angie was just like, I just turned on the radio. What the heck are you guys talking about? And see what happens when I leave 10 minutes late.
Yeah, it's just the wild, like, things.
Wild things you did as a kid.
Yeah, that's it. And I noticed Kelly didn't give us anything.
I did not, because I was afraid of getting in trouble. I was on all the sports teams. I didn't want to get kicked off the team. I didn't go to any parties I wasn't supposed to. I didn't, like, drink any of the liquor that was in the closet that my sister did. I didn't do any of these things. Which, by the way, I just outed my sister to my parents, like, literally a couple months ago.
I guess one more. One more, and we'll wrap up here. Sorry.
Okay.
I remembered my dad had a bunch of his, like, liquor bottles on just a bookshelf. Like, you know, there at his house.
Uh-huh.
And when he was gone, I might have been, I don't know, 14, 13, 14. I got into his vodka. And then when he got home, he was like, hey, I need you to prune this tree. I can't get up there. So he handed me a saw.
No, you did not. And I
shimmied up this
sober.
Tree, not sober.
How much vodka did you have?
And I later told him, I was like, I thought you knew, and that was my punishment, to go up and prune these trees. And he's like, yeah, get that branch. I'm like, this is so fun. I'm just like up in a tree, cutting branches off.
This is so fun.
Yeah. Yeah. He was like, do you really think if I knew that you had gotten into my vodka, I would have given
you
a saw and asked you to climb
up a tree?
Right, exactly.
A tree?
Exactly.
Yeah, no.
All right. Enough storytelling. We're done. We're done. We're done.